Kamaru Usman, aka the Nigerian Nightmare, here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Speaking of which, let's go to the phone lines as we are, what, 10 days away? I think it's 10 days away from the return of Kamaru Usman to Madison Square Garden. What's up, champ?
What's up, my man? How are you?
All right, how are you doing? Like I said, 10 days away from you getting back doing what you love.
Yeah. 10 days away, I am so sick of training. I'm sick of camp. You know, that's the story nowadays. Is I wish we didn't have to train. I wish you just signed a contract and you just stepped in there and fought the next day.
You know, kind of like the way we do this radio show.
Exactly.
So I was thinking last night, my wife is like, you know, why are you so serious? I'm like, I've got to come up with, you know, something to ask. And it hit me, you know, I've known you a long time. I've known you since The Ultimate Fighter. And I'm just curious if you've ever had the time, and I know you well enough, you probably haven't done this, but have you ever sat back for a minute and kind of looked at what you've accomplished, you know, since The Ultimate Fighter and you know, where you now are on some of these lists and such? I mean, have you ever taken the time to enjoy that and where you are in this career?
That's a really good question. Actually, no, I have not. And I really kind of don't plan to, because right now it's a small window that I have to be able to really accomplish everything that I can dream of, that I've manifested, and just really set the bar high. And so that starts to fade a little bit when you start looking back down and you say, oh, wow, look how far I've come. No, I want to stretch and push that bar as far as possible. So when I decide one day that I've had enough, then I can sit and actually look back. But right now, no, I haven't really taken that moment to sit down.
I one of my pet peeves of myself is, you know, when I ask a question that, you know, I know the answer to, and I didn't know it, but I assumed, knowing you like I do, that you haven't, that that's not something that you would do. But I remember early years, Ultimate Fighter days, of you telling me these types of things that you were going to do. And, you know, a lot of people in life say I'm going to do and they don't do, but, you know, maybe just for a second, take a look at, you know, where you are and all that kind of stuff, because you definitely deserve that for sure.
Yeah, it is kind of surreal to me, because I did say I was going to be a champion. The moment I left the Olympic Training Center and I said I was going to pursue mixed martial arts, I said I was going to be a champion. I didn't know how the hell I was going to get it done, but I just knew I was going to do it. And so now, in the position that I'm in, I have even bigger and crazier things in my mind that I'm imagining, that I'm starting to manifest, and just can't wait for them to come to fruition.
I won't ask you what those things are, but I can't imagine, because, you know, people have already said, you know, the greatest welterweight of all time. Some people are starting to already call you the greatest mixed martial artist of all time. So what can be bigger than that? I'm not telling you.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's you hear that, and it still doesn't sit well with me. Oh, he's the greatest, or he's this, he's the best. That still doesn't sit well with me, because I don't dwell on that. But there's a title, there's a phrase, a quote that I've heard that just sticks with me, and it's burning a hole in my heart. And that's the title of being the face of the fight game. Now, whether it's I don't care what sport it is, it's being the face of the fight game. That's where I'm at. Worldwide, I want to be seen as that. I want to be recognized as the face of the fight game.
Interesting. You know, and I can see that. And, you know, like I said, if you're already being in that other category, that is something that would, you know, be the next level.
So, Chip, listen, I think that's a great goal and admiration, I mean, for that. But I'll be honest with you. I think there's something even bigger than that for you, and it's going to be motivational speaker. And I recall you telling us a story about how you used to sneak out of the house and break into the school to practice in a wrestling room by yourself and come home and take all the hot water upstairs to turn your bathroom into a sauna. And you didn't want your parents to know. You didn't want people to know. But that internal drive, that internal coach, I tell your story more than I tell any other story that I know.
Wouldn't you have to compensate them every time you do that?
I used to tell your story. but I think what the power that you truly have, like, yes, face of the fight game, great. But, man, the way you get that self-motivation and help people unlock their true potential, you, my friend, will change lives for generations.
Oh, thank you so much. I that means a lot to me. Because, and the crazy thing is, my coach now, Trevor Whitman, actually just spoke with me about that, and we just had a conversation. It is one of those things that you're going through and you're doing, but you don't realize it. No one ever told me that that was how to do this. That was something that was going to benefit me in this way. No one ever told me that. I just remember thinking to myself, while I'm in there, I have trash bags wrapped around my body, upstairs in the bathroom with towels under the door, wasting all the hot water, and knowing that my brothers and sisters are going to be upset with me. We're sitting in there in that hot room, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, this weight's coming off. It's going to come off. I'm going to make this weight, and I'm going to win this tournament tomorrow. I'm going to win this. That's that internal. I just lived in my head over constantly. And pushing myself in my head. Oh, I would be on the bike and I would be tired. My legs want to stop and want to give up. But I'm like, no, I'm gonna be able to accomplish what I set out to do. I gotta keep pushing, keep driving. Just that internal motivator that I just now thinking about, it's just like, wow. I never even thought for a million years that these were gonna be moments that were going to push me and drive me to greatness.
It's just life. It's just what you've done. I'm curious, you know, now that you're out there and doing a lot with Trevor, have you ever seen him angry? He's always smiling.
Not one time. That's even, I say that to myself. I haven't seen him upset. I've never seen him mad. To where I even had to ask Rose and Justin, because they've been here a little longer than me, have you guys ever seen him upset? And Justin said, maybe one time, but we can't put our finger on it.
And he's still smiling. You know, even when he's upset, he's still smiling. So you don't know that he's really upset.
Exactly.
I don't really want to talk about next Saturday because I don't want to, you know, get people all upset and stuff. And, you know, we're having a nice conversation. How excited are you to get in the octagon? How excited are you with this opponent who continues to talk? And I know you don't care about all the talk stuff, but it's got to be, let's go. I'm ready to do what I did before.
I am. I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm excited to be done with training camp.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be done with my training partners punching on me for free. So I'm done with that. But two, I'm just excited because there's one thing that fight taught me the first time is that there's a primal state that we can tap into when you are under a certain pressure and duress. And in the midst of that, I found solitude. I was, throughout that whole fight with him, I was smiling because I was just in the zone. I was just in this moment, this intimate moment with him, to where I didn't care what was going on outside. It was just mano a mano. Someone was going down. And I haven't felt that since then. So I'm excited to feel that again. I know as a human being, you can't get through too many of these moments. You can't feel this too many times because now you start to worry about your mental health. Because
right.
It might be a place where psychologists might call clinically insane. So I'm excited to feel that again. I'm excited to see the culmination of all the work that I've put in the last couple of years. just to see it come to fruition. So I'm extremely excited. It's a great opponent, and I mean he's a great guy as far as competing in mixed martial arts, being an athlete. He's good. He's very good, and I give him props for that.
Final question for you, whether it's the last fight against him or fights in general, what are you thinking? You know, the fight started, ding, ding, we're all going. Are you thinking, are you just kind of, you know, moving to what you're used to? Are you thinking six things down the road? What's kind of running through the mind?
That's a really good question. It depends. What I want to do is I want to train so well and so good to where I'm in the heat of the moment, I don't have thought. My body's just reacting because it's used to this. This is not foreign to it. So it's just reacting to each and every thing that this opponent does. But there are some times where you do think. You hear the bell ding ding and you're like, okay, put on the mean face. I can't be too mean because I don't wanna psych myself out, but I can't be too soft because I want to at least keep him at bay. I want him to be scared of me. And then you get hit. It's like, wow, okay, that might have not been so hard. Then you get hit hard. Then it's like, oh, shit, that was hard. Cover up. So you're getting these thoughts. But like I said, one of the main reasons I'm excited is because in that fight with him, that first fight, all these thoughts went away. It was just mano y mano. I'm going to lay his body down. And you saw it in the fifth round.
So, Kamaru, I mean, this question is a little bit off the wall, but
coming from you, shocking.
I know that, you know, Randy's really good friend, Jorge Giselle. He used to take
George.
Oh, he used to always take great pride in like beating people at their strongest suit, which yep. might not have been his best strength. You know, at this stage of your career, are you willing to take chances? We know you're dominant with the right hand. We know what your hands can do. Is there a point where you're like, you know what? I know I can win with my hands. Let me just see if I can submit this guy. Let me see if I can do something off the wall. Or are you always business and just, you know, in and out and be done?
Well, I mean, that's the part of my career where I'm at right now. I didn't come in this game being a striker, learning how to knock people out, throwing punches. That wasn't my game. I came in as a wrestler. I can take you down. I can completely control you, and I can beat your face in until you stop moving or the referee pulls me off of you. But now I'm taking the risk of knowing that I can wrestle. I can out-wrestle anybody. But I'm taking that risk of I don't have to necessarily go to wrestling. Like, look at my last fight with George Masvidal. I didn't necessarily have to go there. I stayed up with him. I said what I was going to do. They said he hasn't been knocked out ever in so many fights. No one's ever done that to him. And I said I was going to do it to him. And I went out there and I did it. And look at the previously with Burn. I'm a wrestler. I'm a much better wrestler. I could have taken him down as many times as I wanted, smothered him, and just slowly wore him out. But no, I chose to take the chance, keep the fight standing, and just work on the skills and just implement the skills that I've been working on. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the story of my career right now. Is I'm at a point where I'm comfortable enough to understand that big risk, big reward. And that's where I'm at. I'm taking those risks. I'm the only one taking those risks, really. I'm the most active guy in the division, and I am the champion of the division. That's crazy. Who else could say that?
Nice. The greatest welterweight of all time.
Yeah, I don't think there's been an interim champion in the welterweight division for a while.
There won't be.
Exactly.
Good stuff. As always, thank you very much for your time. Have fun next Saturday night. I know you will. We're going to send you out a care package. Matter of fact, jump on oddsockofficial.com. Tell me what socks you want and what socks you want to give your daughter for Christmas, and I'll send you a big box of them.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. Talk to you soon. Enjoy next Saturday.
Right. Thank you.
That is your pound for pound, if that matters, you know, on the list.
And can we have an award for just the greatest guy in the combat sports?
I remember vividly, and I know we need to get to this break. I remember vividly Ultimate Fighter And, you know, he was in the finale and both of the fighters would come on and he was on regularly. And he hasn't changed. That's him.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of guys, you know, that, you know, when you get to a certain status, not even the status that, that Usman's at, but, you know, just a UFC fighter, just, you know, on a main card, you know, I could tell you, I won't, but I could tell you a list that I don't even care if they come on the show, you know, because, yeah, I'll be on, and then you call and they don't answer. He hasn't changed since that day at, I think it was Mandalay Bay, I think, where I used to do the show in this back room, and, you know, there'd be the big media center, and he would always come in, and just a good, good guy. I mean, he truly is, and like I said, he hasn't changed. He said he would come on, and I almost brought this up. He said, I need to come back on when training's done. All right. He told me that like 2 months ago. So I texted him weeks ago, you know, and he's like, training's not done. I'm like, how long is training? What are you doing? And for him to say training is just now over and the fight's in 10 days. Good stuff. All right. We're over. So let's hit this break. When we come back, we'll talk about Mike Perry again with the president of BKFC, David Feldman, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Outstanding so far. Still have David Feldman coming, Eve Edwards coming.
Love it.
If Mick Ferrari answers the phone, I've texted him. I want to do a real quick queer eye for the sports guy.
Yes.
Because I want to ask him, and you know, we have some fun in the show, and we have some fun with Mick, but it was announced, I think, on the news, the top of the hour.
Soccer player.
About the soccer player. Yep. And, you know, it's kind of like the Tony Dungy thing, and, you know, and from my standpoint, which may be different from Mick's, it's like it shouldn't be news. If it's not treated like earth-shattering news, then hopefully
there's more acceptance.
Morons that have a problem with it, it'll just roll. It's just right. Well, acceptance.
In Wichita, the Mike Nichols after party, Rickles was at a gay bar. We were at a gay bar for the BKFC after party.
Was his brother Dave there?
They didn't come because he got his head all lumped up by Julian. So we ended up in a gay bar without anybody from the BKFC. But we had a good time.
No, that's no issues.
It was a great time.
I don't have any issues. I don't care.
I don't even know why sexuality is a big deal when it comes to sports. Who cares?
Well, you know, we can open up the big can of worms what's in Texas, and you know, with the, you know, they passed a law in Texas about you can only compete in the sport of the sex that you were born you were born at.
Sure.
And I get some of that, you know.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree, because that's a huge competitive advantage for a man to transition to a woman and then compete against women. I mean, that's a different world. That's a different story. I'm just talking about sexual preferences. You know, it should be open, and everybody can, you know, I guess people have an issue with showering in the same facility, but is that still an issue now? I mean, do guys still just shower one big box where it's all open, or do they have state-of-the-art facilities where everybody has individual locker and rooms and shower curtains or whatever?
I don't normally hang out in bathrooms.
You're a media guy. You've been in the locker rooms at Raymond James. And
I've never been in the shower.
You've never been in the shower? You don't know how they...
What?
No?
I'm going to slap you upside the head.
You do tours everywhere. You always go through, see the facilities. Like,
I'm not going to walk into a shower in the toilet.
Using it. I'm just saying, like in general, like with these multi-billion-dollar facilities... Don't the athletes have their own privacy now, or it's not 1976?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I will text one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight.
All right.
And I'll ask him.
I'm curious. You know, because there's women in the locker rooms, or women reporters, or segregate the rooms.
The locker room, you know, normally, you know, and I've been in Dallas's, I've been in Philly's, I've been obviously with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The locker room is just stalls right next to each other. I don't know what's in the showers. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I never thought to ask. And I'm going to, when I text.
Well, yeah, you know, the old movies, like the prisons, you know, where it's like just a concrete, four concrete walls with shower heads all around. Like 30
that's
of
a
them.
Prison.
Right. So, like, are the Bucks, like, is it the same setup as like that? Or is it individual, like, you know, doors where you close it off? And
I would assume old one Buck, it was, you know, like the prison. But I don't know. Like I said, I've never been in a shower with a Buccaneer, so I don't know. I haven't gone over there.
Never.
Okay. Never.
Never get the story. You're like, hey, I'm Randy Harris, but talking sports.
Well, I told you that one of my favorite shower, well, my only shower story, had nothing to do with me. I wasn't in the shower. But, you know, it's funny because in San Diego, when the Bucks won the Super Bowl, and I know I've told the shower story, and I'll tell it again, but it was just one great big open, you know, area. And Biff, if you remember Biff from the David Letterman show.
Okay.
So the Buccaneers just won the Super Bowl, and I'm standing at Todd Yoder's locker. Todd Yoder's locker in San Diego. Right. I'm like, where was the Super Bowl? In San Diego was at the very end next to the shower. So as I'm talking to Todd, I kind of like looked up, and Nate Webster is in there totally naked, which is the way you normally shower.
Sure.
And he's in the shower, showering, and Biff is in there with a microphone interviewing him while Nate Webster is showering.
I mean, that's a true journalist, right? I mean, anything to get the story.
And Biff walked out of the shower. I was standing there on the end talking to Todd Yoder, and he goes, "Who was that I just talked to?" True story. Great. True story.
Love it.
Buccaneers take on the Saints on Sunday.
Yes,
throw that
boys.
Out. Halloween. I chose not to go to New Orleans for Halloween. I didn't.
The spirits. You like don't like the ghost.
I don't like New Orleans.
Is it crazy how like the real estate signs that says, you know, in Florida market, it's 3-bed, 2-bath with a pool, and in New Orleans it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, not haunted,
and a ghost.
But they actually use that as a selling point, like not haunted.
It is a big game. I just want to throw it out because the Bucs are 6-1 and the Saints are 4-2.
Huge game.
It's, you know, and they're in first and second. So again, let's separate them a little bit. I was watching the Four Letter Network, and I don't remember who it was, but his Sherlock, Buccaneers in the playoffs. At 6-1, you're really going out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy at this point, right?
I was out there today. Antonio Brown on crutch.
Okay.
I believe ankle, you know, issues. I still think Gronk could play. I thought Gronk could play last week. But
we don't need him.
But they don't playoffs. Need him. I don't know about we. I didn't know you were a Buccaneer. But
well, I mean, I like winners. And if you have a cup or a championship, did you know that the Stanley Cup was checked in front of me on United, like on my flight to Wichita, the Stanley Cup was checked like a piece of luggage. I was shocked. I would have bet my whole life savings, all $6. That
they carried it on the plane?
Well, they had a private plane that they would have had armed guards.
Of course
they
not.
Put it in a case and they shipped it to the handlers.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we're going to go to Philly and talk to Dave Feldman, and then we're going to talk to Eve Edwards, and that's how we will spend the next half an hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more.
Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man. Freeze frame!
All right, we are back. Started the show as excited as I was. Then our first guest was probably more excited than I was.
Possibly.
Which was Platinum Mike Perry.
And nobody gets more excited than the next guy.
Yeah, the next guy might be even more excited. Let's welcome back to the program. You know, he's approaching Tito Ortiz, Ryan Bader as well on appearances. The president of BKFC, who just pulled off that huge news, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Not too bad. Obviously, I want to talk about Wichita, and I want to talk about what's around the corner in New York. But breaking news came out yesterday. Nobody knew it. Nobody saw it coming. Mike Perry said that nobody even knew that he was a free agent. Talk about that acquisition of a guy that was built for your sport.
Yeah, man, you know, it was so great because, you know, sometimes we get criticized that we're getting guys at the end of the road and, you know, getting guys that are coming out of retirement and things like that. And look, it's the truth. We did. Because we had to bring big names in to get people to attract to the sport to watch it. But now we get to get a free agent, a guy that's a free agent at the prime of his career that nobody really expected we were going to sign a guy like this. And he is built perfect for bare knuckle. So, you know, it's probably the best signing we've ever done so far.
And I agree with you. And I remember that I've talked to Mike on the air and off the air over, you know, probably the last year and a half. And I've brought up BKFC, and he's never let on. And then, you know, we talked when he came to Knucklemania. And, you know, he never let on to anything. And he said, it's kind of been in the background. You know, this is for me. And so I'm glad that it happened. I'm glad that it was announced. And I agree with you. I think this has the potential to be the greatest signing that, you know, that you've had.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny, as you mentioned, Knucklemania, he was at the open workout for Knucklemania. He was watching Paige work out, and I said, yo, my man, you're in the wrong sport. He goes, no, I'm in the right sport, my man. I said, all right. I said, I guarantee you change your mind in 2 months. And lo and behold, he changed his mind in 2 months. And here he is, man. It's going to be great, man. I really can't wait because not only can he fight, he can fight. Not only is he in your face like every bare knuckle guy we want him to be, but he can talk a good game too. You know, look, he can also be a little bit hard to deal with at times too, from what I heard. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's a fighter. He's going to come to fight. He's going to move the needle for us. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with some things. And we know that. But all in all, he's a good guy.
I've had him on the show numerous times since he joined the UFC. And he was just now the most mature Mike Perry I've ever talked to. And he even brought that up. About his maturity and some of the mistakes he's made in the past. And, you know, so maybe some of those issues, you know, that have been around in the past might not be there this time. And I certainly hope for that. There was a tweet that I saw and I read it. It said, this is the most Mike Perry news that Mike Perry could ever make. Meaning this is built for Mike Perry.
This is built for him. I mean, look, if I said to you, pick any UFC guy out there that you think is best for bare knuckle fighting championship, he would definitely be in the top three without a doubt. I mean, he's in your face. He's got that style. He's not the best jiu-jitsu guy in the world. He likes to stand up and bang, and this is for him. He doesn't care if he gets hit. He doesn't care if he gets cut. He just keeps moving forward. So it's a perfect acquisition for us. We're really, really happy with the news yesterday of Mike Perry. It went very, very viral. I know Dana White had mentioned something yesterday that he was glad to see him. You know, he was happy for him, and, you know, good to see Dana not saying anything bad this time, which is great for us. So, you know, the sport's evolving. The quality of fighters that we're signing are evolving, and, you know, everything's going to evolve. The way people are going to talk about this sport, the way people are going to see this sport in the near future is going to evolve. So, you know, evolve or die, and we're evolving. So I don't see death anywhere in our near future.
So Dave, so let's talk about maturity and growth and all those things. I saw it firsthand at Wichita with Dave Jr. taking over the show, with Nate Shook putting together the matchmaking. I think from my perspective, it was the most evenly matched card you've had. The fights were absolutely phenomenal. Wichita showed out. And I just wanted to feel, what were your thoughts on the fight?
I thought it was great. You know, I mean, I can't tell you, I couldn't have been any more nervous watching the fights, because it's the first time I have not been at one of our fights live. You know, unfortunately, I had some things I had to take care of, and I did. But it was really great being able to watch it, just watch the team execute. You know, forget the fighters for now, and then I've got to get to the fighters, which were phenomenal fights. But just the team itself and how they executed without me being there. And, you know, it was really great for the growth for them and for me, because now I know I can do other things I need to do, and they can handle the job. Then now let's go to the fight. Probably one of the top three fights in BKFC history is the main event, Julian Lane versus Dave Burkholz. And it just goes down. The co-main event was very, very good. And then the women's fight with Chris Sigula was very, very good. I mean, just, you were there. The fights live were very, very good. From what I heard, I wasn't there live, but they said it was the loudest crowd that we've ever had at BKFC so far. So I'm very, very happy with the way the whole weekend turned out.
I was there. It was absolutely electric. It was unbelievable. And coming off of, you know, Nebraska two fights before, where all the fights were ended in the first round, either by knockout or by medical stoppage, to see these go all the way to decisions, they were so evenly matched. And, you know, as a fight fan, they got all their value that night in Wichita.
Absolutely. You know, I like to see it where we're getting some fights go to distance, we're getting some great knockouts. You know, I thought it was the perfect night. It could have been the best fight card for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship to date, but, you know, just bigger and better things on the horizon. And, you know, Wichita was great, and now we look forward to making our debut in New York at the Seneca Allegheny Casino with the Heavyweight Championship on the line, a rematch of I think it was from October 20th, 2018, Joey Beltran versus Arnold Adams, or it could have been August 25th, 2018. I can't remember which date it was, but whenever they fought the first back, it's the first time it's a run back, a rematch for the Heavyweight Championship of the World, and I think it's going to be an unbelievable fight. And then we have Zach Kalmus coming back, and a countless amount of newcomers that are new to the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship scene, some former professional boxers, former world champion, former UFC contender. So, we have it all on this card, and I'm really excited to go up to upstate New York and check out this fight card.
Before, I ask you about New York and then obviously a week later in Florida, I'm just curious. Junior kind of blamed me for the plane situation going to Biloxi. So I'm curious, is he going to say, hey, listen, Dad, look how well it went with you not being here. Is he going to use that same strategy on you?
I think he might, because actually him and Nate, we were talking yesterday, and, you know, they both were like, look, to be honest with you, I was the least stressed I've ever been in a show.
I get it.
And it was a good thing and a bad thing. You know, I was like, wow, you know what? You guys evolved, but at the same time, I'm like, well, you don't need me anymore? And they're like, oh. It was great. But, you know, like you just mentioned Miami. Miami's probably going to be our biggest crowd so far. It looks like it's here in charge, being our largest gate that we've ever had at the James L. Knight Center on November 12th. And then on November 6th, next week, on Bare Knuckle Television app, next Saturday night, the Heavyweight Championship. This one's starting a little bit earlier because there are two big fights on November 6th. There's Canelo and then the big UFC fight. So we started a little early. So by the time it ends, everybody can enjoy those fights as well.
Well, and I'm sure Usman appreciates it, who was just on in, you know, just before you, because now he can watch your fights, you know, as he gets ready for his, where he wouldn't have been able to do it if you were at the same time. Think of it that way, right?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, what?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you dropped. All right, so the big event down in Miami, title fight,
somebody on that card that obviously loves to fight and loves to talk. So, you know, you said about this being, you know, it could be, you know, your biggest crowd. And I'm sure that that's a good percentage of it is because of him, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we got two big championship fights. We have the one that everybody really wanted to see coming because of their altercation they had after Hector Lombard's last fight, Hector Lombard versus Lorenzo Hunt. And now we have Luis Palomino fighting Dat Nguyen. Dat Nguyen's coming back after I stripped him of the title because, you know, we couldn't agree to money, and then he came back and asked to come back to the organization. We let him back, and here he is. He's fighting Luis Palomino for the 155-pound championship, which I think is going to be a lot more competitive bout than anyone else might think. You know, I give Dat a very good chance in that fight. And then Hector Lombard versus Lorenzo Hunt, man, it's a coin flip, so you really don't know. But two championship fights on that card. You got Pearl Gonzalez versus Britton Hart on that card, and a bunch of local up-and-coming Miami fighters and all in and around that area. It's going to be a great, great fight card.
I know that I ask you this literally every time that you come on. You know, how far in advance are you working? You know, Wichita just happened. You have New York and Florida in 2 weeks. Are you working in January right now? Is January almost done and you're working on February, March? How far in advance?
We're all the way booked until April right now. We have January 29th, February 11th, February 26th, and then two dates in March. I don't have them in front of me right now, but two dates in March. And we close out the year December 9th in Tampa, Florida, at the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa, Florida. It's a Thursday night show. We're just doing something different because they had some things going on with their dates. So December 9th, we're going to close out 2021 in Tampa, Florida.
And Dave, I saw yesterday on the online, you guys announced BKFC Thailand. One, with the date, do you have a date yet? And two, like, what kind of restrictions are going to be required to travel overseas, like with COVID restrictions, vaccinations, malaria? Can fight fans just go with a passport, or how are we going to get to Thailand?
No, I think it's just going to be good for the locals for this one. I think it's still a 14-day quarantine to get in to Thailand, so I think it's just going to be good for the guys over there. But we're setting the place up for 2,000 people. I think we're going to sell it really fast. It should be a great card. And then we go into March of next year is when we start our six fights that we're going to do in Moscow next year. So that's going to be our first one. It's going to be March of 2022 in Moscow. We're almost done that whole agreement right now. So, and then we're going to go to the UK. So as soon as things open up a little more in the UK, we'll be there. So we're definitely going to do at least five different countries, five different foreign countries plus the United States, so six different countries next year. And it also looks like we really just made a strong push in Canada. So I think we're going to be in Canada in mid-2022.
On the European cards, will it be European fighters? Will it be some of the fighters already on the roster? Or will it be, you know, all new athletes that you will acquire over the next couple months?
No, not all new. Not all new. It'll probably be, you know, at least 50% of the foreign fighters, and then 50% or so fighters that are already currently on the roster from the United States. You know, I think that's a really good way of just expanding this whole thing, getting new fighters from the different countries on board, but also promoting the existing fighters that we have on the roster, because, you know, these guys come and fight, and we know what they're going to bring. So, you know, I think it could be some really, really exciting matches all around the world next year. I never thought that June 2nd, 2018 to right now today is what, October 27, 2021, that I was going to say we're going to be doing fights in five or six different countries next year all around the world. Like, I never thought I was going to say that. And here we are, and it's happening. It's truly happening. We built a hell of an organization, a hell of a team with a hell of a roster of fighters and great supporters like you guys. So this thing, you know, there's no end in sight.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. But let's end with almost the way we began, the signing of Mike Perry yesterday. I'm curious, how many people have already texted you, called you, texted Nate, called Nate, that they want that first fight? And have you even thought about his first fight and when it'll be?
We thought about his first fight. It'll be the end of January. We don't have an opponent yet. We didn't really put a lot of thought into it yet. We will next week. Tomorrow we have a session for that, actually. But every fighter on the roster, you know, in and around that weight division says, I want to welcome Mike Perry to BKFC. I want to welcome Mike Perry to BKFC. But the one that stood out for me was Mike Richmond, I think. Maybe a Mike Richmond, Mike Perry fight at 175 pounds could be nothing but fireworks.
You know, I think that says a lot about, and I don't want this to sound like I'm kissing butt and all that stuff. I mean, you know me well enough. I speak what's on my mind. I think that says a lot about you and the organization, because a lot of people are like, and we talked about this when Paige came too. You didn't give Paige an easy fight. You threw her out there. And I think that fight, I mean, I think Mike Richmond is your next star.
Yeah.
After his last fight and what he did and how he beat Dakota. And if that's even in the talks of, you know, you're bringing in your newest acquisition that could be the biggest name you ever have, and having him fight against Richmond, I'm excited about it. I think both fighters would be excited about it.
Yeah.
But I think it says a lot about your organization and what you continue to do.
Thanks, Randy. But I don't think that you know, the fans deserve to have Mike Perry, a big name like that, come in and fight a guy, you know, that may have been knocked out twice or that's never fought bare knuckle before and isn't really going to be that much of a challenge to him. Now, I'm not saying we have to put him in over his head, but I'm just saying one that got me a little bit excited. But there's a lot of fights out there that I think are very, very exciting for Mike Perry. And I think, you know, I think he's tailor-made for this sport. So, you know, we're going to find out shortly. We're going to find out, you know, a lot of guys come into this sport from different combat sports and they welcome it gracefully. And some guys come in here and they get hit with a bare fist and they're like, wow, this is not for me. I can't imagine that being Mike Perry, but you know, that's what it's been in the past.
Yeah, I agree. And we've talked about it, and I can't imagine that with Mike Perry either. Yeah. You shocked us yesterday with this. How soon until another announcement, another shocking news will be coming out?
We've got an announcement set for Friday for another fighter that we just signed. That contract should be out for Friday. And then we have some other news coming next week as well. We're working on a big partnership. A lot of really great things. You know, I just thank God every day that we're in the position we are in. We work hard. We work our asses off day and night, 20 hours a day. Got a great team. You know, we just keep pushing. And look, man, I mean, you know, everybody says if you work your ass off, if you work hard enough, you can be anything you want to be. But I'm truly here. I'm here saying, like, if you work hard enough and don't listen to anybody tell you no, you can build anything you want. And that's what we're doing right now.
I remember our first conversation, you know, back before BKFC won. Good stuff, as always, Dave. Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the signing of Mike Perry. Congratulations on all the other news you just talked about. And I can't wait to hear what's happening next week as well.
All right. Thank you, my man. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Take care. David Feldman, your president of BKFC, and it's exploding.
Global.
It is global.
Global.
And I like the fact, and it's for numerous reasons. You know, flying your whole team of fighters, you know, to Moscow can't be cheap.
Right.
But that's how you build this the way you build it. I mean, look at what the UFC built.
Sure.
You know, down in, you know, getting the Brazilian fighters, the newer, younger Brazilian fighters. You know, Canada, are there really athletes up there? Are there really fighters up there? I don't know.
I don't know what's in Canada.
I don't know.
I haven't been up there for a while.
Yeah.
They won't let us in.
I think it is open.
Is it?
Because the plan was going to Buffalo, and I was going to head over to Toronto to see our Canadian correspondent, Jason Rosso.
Elias Theodoro was your Canadian correspondent.
Well, I haven't talked to Elias in a while, and Jason was my correspondent first.
Okay.
Jason was the guy I met who used to run the distillery district.
Okay.
And, you know, I tick off enough Canadian fans, you know, to begin with, so I thought, you know, why not? That's like one of my favorite Canadian rips was when Matt Hughes and GSP were going back and forth, and, you know, big feud at the time, and Matt came up, and, you know, I think that was right after GSP's I'm not impressed with your participation or whatever he said, you know, after he had a fight. So Matt at a press conference said he started a new hobby.
Okay.
And everybody's like, oh, Matt Hughes, that's a new hobby. What's your new hobby? He goes, I'm collecting Canadian war rifles, vintage rifles, never shot.
Okay.
Kind of a little dick.
You know? Nice. Yeah. Never shot.
Yeah, never shot.
I almost went across the Rainbow Bridge this summer. I started to drive with my family in the car. And the guy collected my. Whatever.
I've been waiting for that news from you, by the way, the Rainbow news.
I'm not coming out. I don't play soccer, but the point is that when I paid my money at the booth, and the guy goes $8 to travel across the Rainbow Bridge, which goes into Toronto, and at the last second, I ask a question. I was like, hey, do we need passports to come back in? He goes, you're not Canadian? I'm like, no. He took my American money like it was nothing. But, yeah, I had to back up and come back into the country. They were going
to
keep me.
I was covering the Super Bowl in Detroit. And, you know, it's just a jump over there to Windsor. Yep. And so I decided I'm going to go over to Windsor. You know, I had a passport. Everything was cool, right? And it was like dawn, dusk. No, it was dusk. So I get in the car. It's a rental car. This happened. We get pulled over by the police in Vegas for the same thing. So I go through the toll and I pay. And then you go to the other side, which is the other toll. And there was about six cops with guns drawn.
Ooh.
My lights wasn't on.
Oh, in the tunnel?
The lights wasn't on my car.
Okay.
You know, my headlights. It's now night. You know, I'm just driving. I'm just enjoying my time. I'm just, you know, wow, look, there's guns out. Those guns out were for me. And then that ironically, I think Dr. D was with me on this one as well in Vegas. And, you know, I'm just accustomed to, you know, rental cars. It's automatic. It goes on, it goes off.
Right.
I got pulled over at Bellagio.
Oh.
And the cop came out and he said, I have a question for you. Is there a reason you don't have headlights on?
Oh.
I go, I don't, huh? Huh? So.
Speaking of interactions with the law, Brandon, who worked the blue corner for me this weekend with Eric Merrill, got pulled over doing 108 on a Kansas highway doing 33 miles
over. And he bragged about how fast he was driving, you know, last time.
At least he tried to get the cop on the GNAT. Didn't work. He still got a ticket. He still has a court date.
That's a massive ticket. A title fight Saturday night.
Yes.
Jan.
Speaking of Jan, what about Peter Jan? Throwing a downed knee at the end of opening camp, and then Sterling, you know, sent out a message saying, "Hey, be careful, don't lose another belt."
I would be upset if I lost my belt, and I want to talk about, you know, Glover and, you know, the main event. But I have a new belt.
Okay, what's your belt?
From Oddsock.
Oh, you do.
I do. I have a Rugrat bat belt.
I have a quality concern with Oddsocks now. I worked so hard working the BKFC fight that I put holes in my Hulkamania socks. I literally wore holes through them because of how many times I went up and down those stairs, because every round went to the full distance. It was five rounds, 2-minute rounds, up and down, up and down, up and down. And now I wore out my socks.
Maybe get a pair of shoes that fit.
Oh, well, I guess it could, yeah.
But those big clown shoes don't help.
But in Kansas, there's no place like home, Randy Harris. And I had to click my heels three times. And
I do need to, you know, announce. I've talked to Eve Edwards on the phone.
Yes.
Texting back and forth. We basically ran out of time.
We did.
You know, everything went long.
It was a big show. Big show.
And Eve will be on next week. Rickles will be on next week as we get ready for New York. And maybe Joey will be on.
And if Eve's is listening right now, I love his commentary.
Who?
Eve's?
All right.
Ebbs?
Yeah, you cannot speak to him. If you can't get his name right, you know.
But I love listening to his commentary.
You called George Gazelle Jorge. You called Dean Thomas Den. And you call Eve Edwards Eves.
Eves, yeah.
It's Eve.
Well, there's an S at the end.
It's not how it's spelled. It's how it's silent. Yes. It's like the R is silent in Brazil and Portugal. So what about Eve?
No, I love his commentary. I love his point of view. I love his perspective. I love listening to him on the microphone at the fights. He's my favorite.
He's one of my guys. He's definitely a good dude. And he's the one that dubbed me Randaddy.
Yeah. And were they best friends with Mickey Gall? Roommates?
They were roommates. They're not anymore. Eve has been on the move. I think he's in Georgia now, where his mom lives.
Okay.
And we talked about family and, you know, having family close and all that kind of stuff. So,
sure.
So Eve Edwards will be on next week as we get ready for a massive card.
That card's sick.
It truly is.
Let's run down a couple of the highlights real quick. I mean, you got obviously Jan Blachowicz versus Glover Teixeira. I can't find the card.
Is that? I don't even know how to word this because, you know, I don't have a dog in the fight, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's a great story if Glover wins.
Well, because of Corey Anderson over in Bellator will claim to be the greatest 205 pounder of all time.
Because he messed up Jan's face.
Because
he lost the fight, though.
But do you believe that Bellator is a sub league compared to UFC? Because that's what the I mean, they say the best fighters are in the UFC. It's the biggest promotion.
The UFC is the NFL of MMA. I mean, it is of MMA. Bellator has been known, you know, to take fighters from the UFC, as has BKFC, and David Feldman, you know, addressed that as well. And I think they are just underneath, but yeah, they're underneath.
Well, real quick before we run out of time, I'll run down the card real quick.
I believe John McCarthy had words for Dana White.
It's light heavyweight main event, Blachowicz versus Teixeira. Bantamweight co-main is Peter Yan versus Corey Sandhagen. Lightweight is Islam Makhachev.
You threw yourself under the bus. You knew not Dan to go over this card.
Versus Dan Hooker, who's on a short turnaround. Volkov versus Tybura. I mean, it's a stacked card. You don't want to miss it. It takes place in Abu Dhabi. In
early Dubai. Time. It should be an early time here on the East Coast.
It is an early time. It begins at 2 o'clock p.m. ESPN Plus.
I want to thank everybody who tuned in. We should have news about a new affiliate hopefully next week. They're having all the paperwork signed with the government because it's Indian owned. And so we're getting all of that done. We'll have that announcement next week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the champ, Usman. I want to thank the former champ, Marcus Davis, because he will always be a champion.
The platinum one.
I know you're saying, well, what belt did he win? God, tell him he didn't win a belt. And the platinum one. And you said that Eric mentioned, Merrill, you know, that he got beat up a little bit more than we said. All right, we are out of time. I want to thank Ape Man Strong, Staff Zone, Odd Jabra, Sox. And Odd Sox. See everybody next week. Watching every move on her face.
She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.